This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's the thing demographers and businesses alike are starting to worry about. The idea that over the next couple of decades, millions of baby boomers are going to leave the workforce. It's going to be a problem everywhere, but it's going to be a problem in Maine first, where the median age, half the people are older, half are younger, is almost 45, the oldest in the country. The worry, of course, is that there aren't going to be enough young workers to replace the boomers who are retiring. But Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg reports the state is trying to rethink its college system to fill that gap.
Yeah, five grams.
Freshman Philip Parent tinkers with metal weights in an introductory physics class at the University of Maine at Machias. Parent has known for years that he wants to be an engineer, ever since he was a teenager when he visited his dad's workplace, a giant airplane hangar.
It was life-changing because, like, if you want to be aspire to be an engineer and you see all these functions, you're like, oh, what does this do?
Last year, Parent actually had his sights set on another school, almost 100 miles away in Orono. That's where the engineering program is located for Maine's flagship university. Parent got in, but with a catch. The school told him that the engineering program had already filled up.
I was kind of full of anger for a split second, you know. I was like, you know, why me? Why did I, out of all the people, get pushed back?
Parent looked at online classes, even thought about leaving the state. But a month later, a school counselor called and presented him with another offer. Through a new partnership, Parent could take his first year of classes in Machias, then transfer to Orono to finish his degree. He was relieved.
It's going to be a new start, a new chapter, and I'm going to go for it. You know, it'll be all okay, you know.
This new path is part of a bigger initiative by Maine's entire university system. Traditionally, the state's seven public campuses have been pretty independent from each other. But System Chancellor James Page says that with a giant workforce shortage on the horizon, that needed to change.
And be, I think, more responsive to the economic and demographic slash social challenges that the state was facing.
The idea is that by combining resources, the system could help train more people for jobs, especially those in demand, like cybersecurity or nursing. Page says the new system offers courses to more students that are closer to where some of them live, even in rural northern Maine.
They can do more seamless transfer. They could start here and go there. All of those pieces that are open.
There are some positive signs already. Enrollment in some of the state's universities has started to grow after years of decline. However, almost all of that growth for undergraduates is still coming from out of state, not from students within Maine. John Doerr, a consultant for the Maine Community College system, says there's still work to be done to get older students into the system, especially those who may have lost their jobs in recent years.
These are folks who need lots of help with bringing their basic skill levels up and their technical skills to fit what the labor market is looking for.
All told, Maine has its work cut out for it over the next decade if it wants to keep its businesses happy. The state's Department of Labor estimates that by 2027, Maine will need to recruit up to 5,000 workers per year to replace retiring baby boomers. In Machias, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.